Welcome back to Static Rankings, where the rankings are static.
But stay for the shock.
I'm your head shock jock. Ooh,
hey,
that's a good one. Hey.
Like that. Hey, keep that. Try to remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we're not scientists this season. We're shock jocks.
Holy shit, the dust. Yes. Shock jock.
We're gonna say raunchy, offensive things and just terrible things about all kinds of people that we don't like. Stay tuned for that. I've been great with you as always. Oh, yeah. You'll love it. With me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
Oh, how's it going? It's been a couple weeks since we recorded it. Yeah.
It's been very busy. Work's been very busy. And then I just celebrated my 9-year sober anniversary. So I got myself a Ghostbuster tattoo on my right shoulder.
Nice.
And yeah, I know. And yeah, man, that's how it's been. The kids been keeping me busy. The huge.
Yep.
How about you, man?
I got to deal with a person having a violent behavioral episode at work.
Oh, no.
I got to break a chokehold, and not like for practice, but to stop somebody from being choked.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. So I had an exciting couple weeks. We had meetings about what happened, and we revised their behavioral plan, and we did a whole, and my coworker, the one who I broke the chokehold on, is a goddamn superhero, and I love her, and I would and I want to learn how to be as good and professional at this job as she is. She is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
So that's been my life. Exciting work stuff.
I guess, man. You got me beat. For sure. Wow.
And, yeah, as I understand it, this is, well, here's the thing. Most of our clients aren't quite as large and strong as this one was. Most of them are small children. So, you know, they have an episode of aggression. It's like, yeah, you know, getting punched and kicked and pinched and bit by a small child isn't like fun, but it's not gonna put you in the hospital.
Right.
This was a big dude. He could have put someone in the hospital,
yeah,
but he didn't.
Thanks to you, buddy.
Yeah, well, me among other people. You know what? I'm gonna give myself the participation award because yes, I did break that chokehold, but there were others present who, mm-hmm, had they been nearest to the scene of the chokehold at hand, probably, in fact, almost certainly could have done what I did. So you know what? It's and that's good because I am the new person in the building. I should not be the last line of defense, and I'm not. So it's good.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Because, you know, the flip side of that is there were others with more training and more experience present, and if I had fucked up, they would have been there to set things to rights, and I would have been fired. But I didn't, and I wasn't. So,
as,
you know, it's a...
I would hope not. You just got there.
Well, it would depend how big a fuck... There's you know, a range of fuck-ups, mm-hmm, you know. I did not fuck up in a way that got anybody hurt, or that failed to prevent someone from getting hurt. So, you know, it was... well, in that situation, I have been reliably informed by people who... It's their business and livelihood to know. No, you did exactly right, Ben. Okay, good. Great. Thank you. So, yeah. That's been a lot of fun.
Wow.
You know what else is fun?
What?
Child's Play. We watched Child's Play. That's the title of the first one. It's another one of these, folks. Kenny, last week we were all ready to watch it, and then surprise doctor appointment, and we had to push it back a week. So, you know, it happens. It's why we do a podcast and not a live show. So that we got to push it back a week. You know, nobody is sitting there in front of their computers anxiously waiting. Are they going to talk about Static Shock today? It'll come out on schedule, but we might have to refer to my notes a little more than usual here.
Child's Play. All right, well, Ben, how does this sucker start off?
Let's give Kenny and the people at home a refresher.
Yes.
And me. And me,
I'm
but
excited
I took notes.
To talk about the next one. The next one had racism in it. I knew
it
that
did.
Was a good one.
Next one's going to be the very special episode. This one, you know, no spoilers yet, but maybe not. Oh, well, you know what? We'll get there when we get there. So we open up by the Freeman Community Center, which this is, I had looked up when I was good podcast Ben for a change, the fact that Mr. Hawkins, Papa Hawkins, Virgil's dad, is a social worker, and he works at this community center. And at this community center, by the big fountain out front, there is a doom crier, one of those guys with a sign that says the end is near.
Oh, that's
like
right.
Street preacher.
I remember this one now. Okay. And yes, and he's by a giant water fountain.
Yes.
And now remember, this cartoon came out at the turn of the century. Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking about the end of times. And so this was kind of on par. I don't know if you remember Armageddon, the movie, Deep Impact. Everybody was really obsessed with the end of the world.
Yeah, unlike now, where we all know for a fact that we're living in the end times. This is it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no.
we're not rearranging even the deck
to fall
chairs
anymore.
On the
we
Titanic.
Know.
Yeah.
We know. But the fountain. They're by a giant water fountain. And the giant water fountain, it changes before their eyes into some kind of weird-looking substance.
There are people who are listening right now who will take it amiss if I do not say the following. What did he do to the blood fountain? Kenny, you ask me, why? What's wrong with the blood fountain?
Why? What's wrong with the blood fountain?
It used to be water! That's a reference. Bard of Foria will get it, and it'll make it'll make her happy.
Nice.
It's from a different time. You weren't there.
Okay.
Yes, the water in the fountain out front, and this is directly after the street preacher guy, the doom crier, had been calling, Lord, give me a sign! Give a sign from above, and nothing happens, and everybody kind of like poo-poo is like, oh, you don't have religious visions. Get out of here. And then as soon as he walks away, the water turns into this reddish substance. And he looks up and says, Lord, what you got against me? And it's a really, this is a jokey episode. And I think most of them land just little bits like that, but they're cute and I enjoy them.
It turns out the fountain, the water has been replaced with cherry soda. And all the kids at this, what would you call this again? Or
it's a community center.
Community center. All the kids are dipping their hands in there and taking gulps. And they're like, hey, sweet. Giant fountain of cherry Coke. Why not?
Yep. This place is, it's kind of similar to the place that I worked with when I was, that I worked at when I was in Tucson. It's like a neighborhood. It's in the... The one that I was at was rural. This one's more like inner city, it seems like. But they got a couple basketball courts. They got probably a computer lab, probably a small library. It's like all the parts of school except for the classrooms just kind of all put together so that kids have a place to go after school that doesn't involve selling drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but this is where Virgil's dad works. And freaky occurrences. Next day at school, smart Frida's in the mix. Remember, she's in this show now.
I do remember Frida.
Saying, I ran across town. It was snowing in the middle of summer, but when people tasted it, it was snowing vanilla ice cream. Weird.
That is weird, Ben.
Yeah, you know what else is weird? Remember Aaron Price?
No.
Me neither. But he's back. The reason we don't remember it, he's been away at reform school.
Yeah, he must have done something bad, so he had to go, you know, be punished or reformed, or both. Yep. And,
he's one of the bad kids, Kenny.
But he's back, and he's back in public school, and Static, not as Static, but he goes Virgil. Up to Virgil and be like, hey, welcome back to school, good to see you, but he totally brushes him off. It's like, I don't got time to hang out with you. I'm angry.
Yeah, so just, you know. Tuck that away in the back of the noggin for a second. We also meet Aaron's stepbrother. He's very clear about this. Stepbrother Dwayne, who is trying to he's a little younger than Aaron's about Virgil and Richie's age. Dwayne is younger, like maybe elementary school age. And you get the distinct impression he doesn't have too many friends because he's trying to talk to these other kids, and they're all into basketball, and he's into nerdy stuff, and they just doesn't quite get along. Also, these two basketball kids, I have to hit this because it was in my notes. It's just a snippet of random conversation that a child watching this show in 2001 would not have picked up on. These two kids are talking about who's the best basketball player of all time. And one of them saying Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, who was, I think, still playing basketball at this time. I think he might have just, like, very recently fully made the switch to just making movies. And I think he's a sportscaster now. He had a rap Well, I don't know that he had a rap career. He made an album.
He did one song with 311 live on stage.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But, you know, of course, his magnum opus is the video game Shaq Fu.
Well, yes.
The fighting game on the Sega Genesis, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Master System, or not Master System, what was it called? Or Mega Drive for our Europeans in the audience. We're equal opportunity here. But the other kid says, no, the greatest basketball player of all time is Wilt Chamberlain. What? Who's that? Oh, he's an old-timey basketball player, but my grandpa loved him. I guess my grandma knew him, too. Wilt Chamberlain was famous for having a lot of sex with a lot of women.
Oh, see, that joke totally went over my head.
He was also very tall and lanky, as basketball players tend to be. And the kid who says that his grandma knew Wilt Chamberlain, let's just say that he is drawn to resemble a youthful Wilt Chamberlain.
I'll be damned.
The
Good
joke
night,
we
man.
Are getting is that he is Wilt Chamberlain's illegitimate grandson.
Wow.
And I wrote in my notes in all caps, this kid's grandma fucked Wilt Chamberlain. This show is amazing.
No, man, I didn't catch that at all. Nice.
You better believe I was good podcast pen about that one. So, but that's a throwaway joke that I had to call out because that is such a brilliant.
I can imagine
the writer writing that going, these kids aren't going to get this, but some of their dads might. Anyway, one of the things that Dwayne is into is this like anime robot show called Dreadbot 3000. Basketball's stupid. Dreadbot 3000, that's cool.
Yeah, and the other kids are like, whatever, dude, whatever. Okay, imagination land. Okay, screw this kid. We're going to go back to playing our basketball game. And then out of nowhere comes the giant robot smashing through the rec center.
My God! Well,
what the hell is the odds of that?
Yeah. Well, you know what this does is, first of all, I think this kind of nixes my prediction game for the episode. Because I had predicted that the threat this episode would not be a giant robot, nor what we are about to find out that it actually is a little later. I had predicted that this would be an homage to the Chucky movies, Child's Play, starring the voice of Brad Dourif. And I was wrong on both counts, so 0 points for me.
Yeah, for me, too. I thought it was going to be... what did I think it was going to be? Definitely not what it wound up being. It was going to be like an egg baby situation. That's
yes.
what I thought it was going to be.
That's what it was. Okay, thank Christ you remembered. Because when we were originally meant to record last week, I realized, I remember mine, but I forget Kenny's. And I actually checked the tape to see, checked the recording to see what yours was, just in case you didn't remember either. And then a week went by and I forgot again. So I'm glad your memory was working.
Yeah,
I'm glad
thank you, sir.
Yeah. Good job. But
yay.
Go figure, a mysterious giant robot crashes into the gym. Static has to, or Virgil rather, has to peace out, come back as Static. They have a little fight. It's long story short, he beats the robot. There are a bunch of little fight scenes like this. But in the middle of this, by the way, Virgil's dad saves a kid named Tommy. So... Marking that one up. How many people is Virgil's dad? I'm going to make a counter right now.
Okay.
Virgil's dad's reverse body count. How many lives does Virgil's dad save over the course of this show?
I'm in.
I'm marking it down. Papa Hawkins?
Sure.
Hold on. Now I feel like Bod Podcast Ben. I can't even remember his frickin' real name. Hawkins. All right. See, I had it right. Papa Hawkins. He's gone. It's okay. He doesn't stay long these days. We take turns doing the laundry. We got a real good, like, almost timeshare situation going on. It's all right. But he's gone. Papa Hawkins, body count, marking it down at one. He saves one life this episode.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to see how high that gets. Okay. Back to Static.
Static shows up. And he's trying to save the day. Now, keep in mind, Virgil was already there at the rec center. I think he was asking his dad for money or something like that. And he's already there. So when this happens, he's like, oh, shit, better, like, go change. And he does. You do your it's Morphin time, but Static Shock style. And he pops out. And he shoots a laser at the robot, but doesn't do anything. And it's kind of weird. Like, that should have done something.
Yeah, I mean, it is a robot. You would think it would be weak against lightning, but not so much. And honestly, you are 2 weeks later, you are remembering more about this fight scene than I did. In my notes, I literally just wrote Static versus Dreadbot. Static wins.
Yeah. Well, I think Static kind of puts two and two together. It's like, this is a cartoon character, and my lasers aren't working, so this is like an imaginary character. He says it out loud, like, oh, no wonder my lasers don't work on you. You're not real.
I forget how he finally beats it. He winds up using cartoon logic against it somehow. I forget the specifics.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
Well,
we're scientists.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're not doing science today. Fuck it. Static wins. We're going to cut back to Aaron and Dwayne and just reiterate, stepbrothers only. Aaron doesn't want to be friends with Dwayne. Also, I noticed they are super unfazed by this literal superhero fight happening right in front of them. Aaron's just, like, shrugs his shoulders. Okay, Static's got this. Mom will be pissed if I don't walk you home, so let's fucking go, twerp. But then Aaron, he's within, like, 2 seconds of thinking about it, goes, wait. Hey, Dwayne, that robot is like robot what you like. I bet you have mutant bang baby powers.
I was thinking the same thing. He puts two and two together real quick. He just is like, you know what? You're the guy who created this power, aren't you, little brother? And okay, so this is the thing. This is the new storyline. So now Big Brother's going to try to get whatever he wants by influencing his little brother.
Yes, he instantly flips because he knows that he's his little stepbrother's hero. So he flips it. Up until this point, he's been like, nah, he's just a little dweeb. He's not cool. He's only my stepbrother. Bleah.
Yeah.
But as soon as he realizes he might be able to get something out of this, he's like, oh, stepbro. No, did I say step? I meant bro. We're brothers, right? We do cool stuff for each other.
Yeah.
You want to, does he go straight to robbing a bank?
Yeah, he points to a bank and he says, they ripped off either him or a friend of his, one of the two. And he's like, there's some bad people in that building. They should really get punished. And so that's all it takes. It's like, all right. So he imagines, Dwayne imagines like a sumo character.
Yeah. And like an obviously cartoon sumo. Like he looks like an anime character or maybe like a food mascot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just bashing the building.
Giant sumo wrestler. Cause why not?
Yeah.
Right around this time, I'm noticing not just the cartoony, like, conjured with this kid's, hold on, I'm gonna look up the Twilight Zone episode. It's A Good Life. You remember the Twilight Zone episode? They parodied it on The Simpsons.
Yes, the boy who could, it was Bart.
Make things with his mind.
Yes, yes.
Yep, it's basically that.
Yeah.
Because Virgil, as Static swoops in to stop this bank robbery, and he immediately also puts two and two together. Wait, it's another living cartoon.
Yeah.
I bet it's Dwayne. Did you conjure living cartoons with your mind?
Yeah.
You little hooligan, you rascal.
Now, during this fight where Static is fighting the sumo, there's a part where cops are coming. They got to leave the scene, and the big brother says, "Ah, crap, we can't finish off Static Shock." And the little brother's like, "Finish him off? Like, are we talking murder?" And he's like, "Yeah, big brother." He keeps, like, you know, showing up, and we should probably murder him. And the little brother's like, okay.
So, So Virgil, that's right. Virgil tries to go up to Dwayne at school the next day and, like, try to suss him out. Like, "Hey, Dwayne, how's it going? How's it going with Aaron? Is super neat that he's back, right? Only maybe it's not. Because maybe he's a bad influence on you, Dwayne. Has he been telling you to rob banks or murder superheroes, Dwayne?" Dwayne's like, "No, he's my brother and he's cool. You get away from me." His eyes start glowing purple.
Yeah, so, and that freaks him out. Virgil's like, cool. I'll go sit with my nerdy pal over here. I'm getting the fuck out of this. I don't want to be, like, turned into some, you know, jack-in-the-box creation like Homer was turned into. So he pieces out, goes to his buddy. And throughout the episode, his buddy's got a Walkman on his side of his pocket. We're going to use that Walkman as a plot device for the later on in this episode. So Virgil comes up with a plan. He walks up to Aaron. He's like, "Hey, Aaron, remember earlier in the episode when you were kind of mean to me? It's cool. I just want to be cool with you. I'm going to throw a party. And everyone's going to be there. Hot Frida. And she thinks you're hot, too. A couple of other people."
No. Oh, no. Are the Fridas Smart Frida and Hot Frida now? Oh, no. I like Smart Frida better, but it is true that whatever that Hot Frida, I mean, she's drawn just like a normal person. She's not.
Yeah.
This is not, in fact, a Bruce Timm show. So she is young, and that's it. She's, you know. She is a fine-looking young human.
She's an attractive young lady, but
I would say attractive,
she's
but
not dressed like a Bruce Timm.
She's not sexualized.
Short shorts and like midriff and yeah.
She's dressed like an ordinary high schooler.
Yeah.
So
anyway, the plan was, you can't invite your brother because this is kind of more of like a teenage party. You know, like, no little kids. Is that cool with you, Aaron? And Aaron is like, "Of course, he's not even my brother. Fuck that kid. He's just stupid, and I don't really love him. It's just whatever. Nuts to him."
But Richie was recording the whole thing.
Yes,
single party consent law.
He did the old, you've seen it in every movie, where they have a recording device and no one's noticing it. This will come in later, just like the movie Coco.
And I'm here to tell you, it works in real life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes.
I've been there. So, well.
Oh, yes. That's right. It did work for you.
Well, here's the thing. I have certain recordings. And that's fine. Never had to use them for anything. Never had to engineer a big public, you know, broadcast it over any speakers. I just know I have them. Just in case I need them. No reason
still,
I should.
You're still young, Ben. You never know.
You never know.
You're not even at middle age yet. Yeah.
But.
So anyway, all of this has been recorded, and we're going to set up. It's going to be at the rec center. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But before that can happen, Dwayne and Aaron decide to rob a mall with anime centipedes.
That's right. I forgot about the mall. Static shows up again.
But these centipedes, Static recognizes them. I think they're supposed to be from, like, a comic book or a video game or something.
Yeah.
They're sort of like Pokemon. They have an elemental weakness, and Static knows these particular cartoon centipedes are weak to fire.
Nice.
So he, what does he do? I don't know. He throws fire on them. There's barrels. There's probably barrels of oil. That's not important right now. He takes them down with his knowledge of nerdy things.
Is the speaker in the mall. Static is able to use the power of magic to use the compatibility of lightning and a Discman. Not even a Discman. a Walkman.
Yep, cassette tapes, Kenny.
That's right. And he's able to play over the mall speakers everything that Aaron said. You're not my brother. He's not my brother. Fuck that kid. Don't want to hang out with him.
Lightning is magic.
It's magic, Ben, and it works. And it goes through all the speakers. And Dwayne hears it. And Dwayne looks at Aaron's like, what? You know, big brother? You fuck! Right. You know, I ought to murder you!
Yup, Dwayne gets pissed, and he beats up Aaron, or starts to, but Static's like, no, wait, you've got dope superhuman powers, but you shouldn't use them for murder. What we're gonna do is we're gonna call the police, and it's okay, Aaron is white and blonde. He'll be fine, but we're gonna make sure that he tells them, and this went in my notes too, we're gonna make sure that Aaron tells the police what really happened. And I'm like, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Are you gonna out this small child as a bang baby? Because so far every bang baby we've seen has wound up either in jail or in a hospital room getting a lot of tests done on them. And what's his name? The track superstar guy who turned into Destruct.
Yep.
Like, he consented to that. He was on board. I don't think Aaron is, or not Aaron, Dwayne. I don't think Dwayne is competent at his age to consent to being outed and put in a fucking lab. I think you talk to mom about that at minimum. This is super unethical, Static.
That he's not ready yet. I think he has a little line that says, I'm not ready to use this power for good or for evil. I'm too young to... So I better just hang out and have somebody help me out or something like that. But you are right. You should have... Yeah. Mama Bear should be the one signing the crossing the T's and dotting the I's on that bad boy. Yeah.
Yep. but yeah, so... that's sort of the end of the episode. Thus ends Child's Play. And right up until that ending, I really liked this one. Boy, that ending felt rushed. And once again, super inconclusive about what actually happens after the end of this episode. I felt it left a lot of loose threads.
I feel like this is a good premise, but not a good execution. Right from the putting the two and two together, like the leap that he took for that, it was correct. But in real life, anyway, it's a cartoon, but it was too fast, too quick for me. There was a lot of like, okay, so we got to murder Static. What? Yeah, we should probably murder Static. It was just like, wow, these jumps are just too big. These leaps are too much for me.
Yep.
So it took me out of the episode.
I definitely agree. I will give this episode two things, though. The visual style, as of this episode, really seems to have come into its own. Mm-hmm. Like, I noticed a lot of Dutch angles, a lot of good angles. Like, there was, during the big conversation where it's establishing the dynamic between the two brothers, it does an angle from Dwayne's point of view looking up at Aaron, and it's just a little blink and you miss it thing, but it's like, yeah, you know what? That's, it's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
So I appreciated the visuals. I think this is the one where it finally came together. It feels like it's been kind of all over the place searching for its visual style. I think it finally settled on something good. And there's a couple of cute jokes that all land, and I really like that.
Nice. Yeah, and we're not scientists this round, so
yeah, so
we don't have
that's
to
usually where we'd pivot to let's see how good, but nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
You make up your own minds.
We did our thing.
Yeah. Give us a voice message. Anchor.fm/batrankings. Hit the voice message button. You tell us where it ranks on your list. I am going to tell you, it didn't make my Mount Shockmore of top five favorite episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it can't all be Mount Shockmore material.
No, of course not.
No.
I feel like this is probably one of our first or second episodes where I would be good skipping it again.
Yeah, I think I like this one better than the last couple. It definitely had some big leaps you had to take, but the jokes landed. It was entertaining. I was never
bored. Will Chamber thing? I did not catch that at all. Good on you, bro.
I was in stitches. That was amazing. But
nice.
Let's see if we'll be amazed next week.
Okay.
We've kind of been kind of been calling it out because, you know, we do record these in batches. So we have seen this one. No predictions this week. The score is still 0-0. Mm-hmm. But next week, we will be talking about Sons of the Fathers.
Okay.
It's a very special episode.
We'll cover it
next week. And in the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Weisky TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at twitch.tv/BenCreighton. I've actually been streaming lately. Friday mornings has become my regular stream time. It'll all be over and done with by the time this episode airs, but I got a poll going on the Discord server right now about what game I'll play next. I've been playing, so I spent the last 5 weeks playing a stream or two a piece of five different games, and now we're going to choose which one I continue with. And it's a bunch of games that Kenny would hate. You would not like any of these games except possibly Yakuza. Are you familiar with the Yakuza series?
Is that a Sega licensed game?
Yes, it is.
I'm
Sega.
Aware of it, but I've never played it. It's just because I'm on Sega's Facebook page and they're right. constantly like throwing ads out, but I've never actually played the thing.
This game, so this particular, it's a long and storied series, one of those that's bigger in Japan than it is here, but it's sort of like broadly, and I know there are diehard fans of the series who will correct me, this is a giant oversimplification. Imagine Japanese GTA, like open world, set in, I think usually Tokyo, but a large Japanese city. And it's Yakuza gang members, like a lot of gang politics. But the storytelling, especially in this game, I've played the tiniest bit of Yakuza 0, but this one, Yakuza Like a Dragon specifically, the storytelling is amazing.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I'm only a couple, like 2-3 hours into it, but I was just, like, the character, the writing... It's like a really good crime drama, like a Breaking Bad or something like that. But that's, since it's so early, it's been like lots of cutscenes, some gameplay, but lots of cutscenes, really good cutscenes. But as I understand it, the once you kind of get past that initial, like, we're introducing the story in the world and get into more of the gameplay stuff, some of the side missions are just batshit crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like, go to some really weird places. So I'm sort of hoping that wins the poll. And nice. That's the only one that you might like, Kenny.
Well, I'm glad you put it on this platform. Yeah. For all of our listeners at home. Because that's the one I would vote for. What are the other options?
So it's that. Xenogears.
I know of that Golden, one.
Yep. Golden Sun.
Don't know that.
Which is an old GBA game. Breath of Fire 3, which is... Yeah, it's a series. JRPGs. Broadly like old Final Fantasy, and Unicorn Overlord, which you would especially hate. It's a new game. It's for the Switch. It's a real-time strategy meets JRPG.
Oh God, no!
Yeah. Oh, you would hate so many numbers, so much math.
That's like Brussels sprouts and my high school ex-girlfriend like together. That's awful. No, sir, no.
See, I like Brussels sprouts. I could take your high school ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, no, that does not sound up my alley at all, my friend.
Yeah. So that's your video game hour. Join us next week right here at anchor.fm/batrankings. You can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month to help keep me in video games that Kenny would hate and Brussels sprouts. You can leave us a voice message sharing your Mount Shockmore with us. And you know what? I'm going to... So we're asking folks, since Kenny and I are both going into this show blind, I'm asking folks here and on the Discord server to keep it spoiler light, but don't be afraid to tell us just the titles. No other information, but just the titles of your Mount Shockmore.
Yeah.
If you've watched this show, what are some of your favorite episodes? We'd love to hear about
it. Or conversely, what's an episode that you're like, oh, shitty, you guys are getting Batman in the Basement coming up next, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, you guys aren't going to like that one.
Yeah, just let us know titles of upcoming episodes and just a little, like, thumbs up or thumbs down or, like, that weird sideways, like... It's an experience.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a good experience, but it's got a flavor. Those are the three tiers on your Mount Shockmore. The top of the mountain, the bottom of the mountain, and the it's got a flavor.
Okay.
All right. So that's my homework assignment to you at home. But definitely join us next week for Sons of the Fathers.
Bye,
everybody.
I put a shock to your system.